Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike Reese is there. I'm Spike Eskin. We are at Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave. It is draft week. Enjoy all the pro football draft coverage at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's, online at chickiesandpetes.com. In a moment, we will give you a recap of day one, not just of the draft. We've been talking about the draft, but Eagles Insider of the Year, who had a good day yesterday, who had a bad
day yesterday.
You know, we're going to do the rankings every Wednesday at 4:30, but we will give you an update in just a moment about how everyone is doing. Now, before that, and this is related, the Eagles did sign A.J. Brown to a three-year, $96 million extension yesterday with $84 million guaranteed, which... it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, more money than I have. Here is Howie on why they re-signed A.J. Brown to the extension.
That's the word. You know, we try to be proactive to try to keep this team together. You know, that starts with Jeffrey and his support, like we talked about in our pre-draft press conference, and just talking about the benefits of trying to keep it together as much as we possibly can. And the only way we could possibly do that is by doing deals early. And... you know, we felt like it was an opportunity to do that here with AJ. Obviously, we've done a bunch of deals with a bunch of our players, and we want to add to that, and we want to try to keep this team together as much as we possibly can. We couldn't do that without his support and allowing us to do that, and we felt like the earlier we did that would be better for us.
Can I look a little too deep into something he said there?
Okay.
Talk about keeping this team together. This team.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about him saying keeping this team together. This team is not coming directly off of a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, this team is coming off of sort of a monumental collapse. And the idea that he's saying we got to keep this team together, I think that paired with the fact that they kept the head coach, all those sorts of things, it's something that leads me to believe that they do not think whatever happened last year means that everything is rotten, you know, that it is worth continuing with this core. Because A.J. Brown is a big part of the core, especially with all that's happened and could have happened with him and Jalen.
Sure. I think it also partly says that they think just losing sort of contributed to that, put everybody somewhat in a foul mood, and maybe they all didn't handle it correctly. It doesn't necessarily mean you got a bad culture or you got bad players on the team that you don't feel you can win with. Maybe they view it as it's a learning experience for all of them. Jalen, AJ, like everybody that was here last year that's still here now, they still feel pretty comfortable about them being building blocks moving forward. And maybe that's just a one-off or an aberration of what happened last year, and they don't believe it's going to be an issue moving forward. Now, just because they believe that or hope that doesn't necessarily mean that's factual and that's what it'll be the next time some adversity arises.
Well, and I also think AJ's an interesting guy. I really wish I was here when he called in.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy in that.
I think you would have made it worse.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
we would have gotten down to the bottom of things.
I'm curious, Kellen Moore, new offensive coordinator, has he reached out, and how are you excited to work with Kellen Moore? And
we didn't get to the bottom of that part. I wonder if the fact that he, and I bet he does, the fact that he has an extension now, especially after Devonta Smith getting the extension, especially after all that happened, maybe it just, like, calms him down a little bit this offseason. Just chill out.
At least that's what they hope it does.
Yeah, chill out with the Patriots stuff.
Yeah.
Chill out with,
I agree,
you know, making Tom Brady a profile picture. Chill out on Twitter. You can call WIP every yeah. once in a while. But I wonder if part of him acting out a little bit, and this is the way that, not, I was going to say children. It's not just children. It's that sort of personality type. They act out when they're not getting what they want or they feel like they're not getting the appreciation that they deserve. Yeah. And I think his contract was probably part of that. And him getting an extension, maybe it is managing him, that this is part of managing his personality by making him feel like he is part of the future. And he's as important as Jalen is.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. And that's on top of him being a great player.
Sure,
that's obviously on top of him being a great player.
Obviously,
production. That's just for anybody who thinks, well, no, he's a great player. That's why they did it.
Yeah,
that's a big part of why they did it. But
Stephon Diggs is also a great player. He's not in Buffalo.
He's not in Buffalo anymore.
Right.
So, completely agree there. I do believe this is somewhat of a way to sort of calm him down a little bit, because he can say Tom Brady is his favorite player and all this other stuff and whatever. Whatever. No. Today's athletes, they communicate differently. They send you subliminal messages differently than the way guys did it 20 years ago. They do use social media. They use things like unfollowing players or teammates or a team and following other players and stuff like that. That's the way these guys sort of communicate their displeasure or whatever.
It's never an accident when that happens.
It's never. He's too smart to understand what that would do,
right,
and the chain reaction that would come from that. So, and quite frankly, you're an Eagle, bro. So when you start following Patriots players and putting profiles up of Patriot players, how do you not think this fan base, of all fan bases, won't see that and react to it?
Forgetting about a player, what if a fan did that?
Right.
You know, what if I did that?
Yeah.
What if I came in one day and I had Tom Brady?
Oh, we had
and
to
I
do a whole show on it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the summer when there's a little less to talk about.
But to think something was just so innocuous or it was just innocent.
Right.
And we're overreacting, or people here are overreacting. I think that's just people that want to sort of look at things with their eyes closed.
Want it to go away.
Yes, that's all that really is. No, we and the Eagles. I mean, how could your teammates not notice that?
Of course.
And I've been in the locker room, so I know whether somebody comes out and says it publicly, meaning on social media, or it's just small conversations amongst each other.
Like, oh, there goes AJ again.
I wonder what's up with that.
Yeah.
Like, man, what's going on with that?
Yeah.
Is something happening with AJ? Like, that's what happens while you're working out during the offseason. Oh, by the way, when a lot of the players are here and he's not here working out with everybody else.
We will get to our Eagles Insider of the Year ranking update. Not a new power ranking, but update on progress in a second. We're talking about the Eagles pick last night. Did you like it? What would you grade it? 215-592-9494. And do you now believe that Joel Embiid has turned a corner and can lead the Sixers the way that a superstar needs to? Big V in Jersey, you're on WIP.
Yo, I told you last week when Jack was talking all that smack about them drafting a tight end and moving up, that wasn't going to happen, that this was Howie season. Instead of everybody going E-A-G-L-E-S, hit that H-O-W-I-D, baby! It's Howie season!
You're fired up, man.
I like it.
So you're happy with the pick, I would say.
Well, I mean, I think that he chose well.
That's good, man. This is the time. I love the optimism of draft season. You know what I mean? I love the optimism of it. I honestly, I don't see a ton of these players play at all, but I love the feeling that it gives you. You start talking about hope. One of the best things about sports is hope, is the future, is the unknown.
Yeah.
And the draft is that, oh, my God, we could have the next great. Or this is the missing piece. Or this is what was wrong. I love that part of the draft. I love how fired up people get.
Hey, you know what I love more than draft season? The
what?
Fact that I just got my draft hat in the mail today. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
He got his draft hat in the mail.
Oh, draft hat.
I think that's what he said.
Yeah, I thought he said draft pack. I was like, did he get drafted? They don't draft people still. I was thinking the military. Yeah. Was he drafted there? So we've been talking about Eagles Insider of the Year. We introduced it this week. The Wednesday was the first power rankings that we had. Yeah. We will award Eagles Insider of the Year at the end of the Eagles season after they play their final game. Just to recap some of the rules, you know, you get credit for a correct story. You get knocked for an incorrect story. Informed speculation does not count. You know, I'm feeling they will pick does not count.
Mm-hmm.
You get knocked if you criticize a member of the WIP air staff. Reports on other teams do not count. So that those are some of the rules.
On other teams don't count?
No. So a Phillies report doesn't count for Eagles Insider of the Year.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, because you made it Eagles Insider of the Year instead of just Insider of the Year.
Correct.
I got you.
So yesterday was really the first. Obviously, everyone who is being considered, there are some people who weren't in the initial power rankings who are complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some that have or had worked at WIP. My message to you is this is open to any insider. Break a story. Break a story, you'll get in the power rankings. But here's what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So at the top of the power rankings were Howard and D. Gunn. D. Gunn had nothing yesterday, so he stays flat. Now, if you go for a while without a story, that can hurt you as well.
Yeah, well, the last story D. Gunn had was it implied that Hassan Reddick could be here and would be here and play on the final year of his deal.
Not great. Didn't work out that way. Didn't work out that way.
Ew.
Now, Howard had a huge hit with the A.J. Brown extension.
Mm-hmm.
Had that before anyone. So he gets a ton of points for that. However, he also gets points for basically guaranteeing, telling Hugh
yep.
that he'd give him $500 if they drafted Brock Bowers. So, you know, I don't give him a ton of points for that. That's sort of informed speculation, but I do give him some. However, Howard has to get dinged for calling Elliott Captain Clickbait during the draft show last night.
Ah, I didn't hear him say that.
He did it. I was listening on the way home. I was listening to Gilio, Hugh, Howard, and Elliot. And within the first 10 minutes of the show, he referred to Elliot as Captain Clickbait, which is a negative connotation. And remember, one of the rules is you cannot criticize a member of the WIP air staff. So while Howard has a big hit with his A.J. Brown extension, he gets dinged a little bit for calling Elliot Captain Clickbait.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Speaking of Elliot, just a bunch of informed speculation. Nothing there. Sorry at Elliot. Elliot wants to be ranked higher. Break a story, buddy. Jeff McClain, who is ranked 5th, tried to take reporting credit for informed speculation. Also, sorry, no dice. I reported. No, you said. There's a dip. If you write that, you know, Quinion Mitchell, I expect Quinion Mitchell to be at the top of their board. That is informed speculation.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't report that. you believe that is different than I have reported. So nothing for Jeff McClain. And Johnny Airport pretty much sat this one out. Maybe he was watching the Sixers.
Well, he was out in Detroit.
Oh, but yeah, then
he
had
was
no
out of the draft. Yeah, and had nothing. Well, he did get to interview Quinion first.
That doesn't count.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, I credit him for his hustle, but it doesn't count for Eagles Insider of the Year. So
I mean, he's out there to speak to the draft pick. He's the first one locally gets to speak to the draft pick.
Yeah, it's nice, you know. Not really insider stuff.
Okay.
You know. So you'll
try to help you, John.
You'll get your next rankings. Get your next rankings on Wednesday at 4:30. They will be every Wednesday at 4:30. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
My man, Fight Big Ike. Been on the 1 and 2s. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, Ike Reed.
What up, Yosh?
Well, baby. Hey, it took me 22 years to get a first round cornerback once again. Yep. I am a happy brother. I mean, you know, I'm like you. I was big on Terrion Arnold, man. That was my guy. Maybe I was blinded by the Bama. And then you sucked me in. What? Whoa. No diddy. You convinced me to look deeper into Cooper DeJean, what's name? Yep. But, man, yep. I am not disappointed with Quinion, man. I mean, my son sent me some stuff last night, just like straight film. What? Like, man, that boy, that's a grown man. That's a grown man. 6 foot, 195. I love the way he walked to the stage. He walked to the stage, just like you said, with confidence and humility. Like, that boy ready to play. Last time we got a number one corner that did something good here was also from Florida. And when you look at daggone Lito and this boy, they almost favor a little bit. Don't
they do a little
Lito
bit,
going
yeah.
A little bit, hey, man.
They do,
we
yeah.
got us one. I love it. How we out there pitching curveballs, throwing some sliders. I mean, you get AJ that money. I mean, he just – Jeffrey said, here, take the checkbook and do what you want. I mean, how are we having a good old time with that checkbook, boy? He's feeding everybody, making sure everybody eat. I love it. And I mean, Spike, great talk at the beginning of the show. I'm with you. And B and got his duffel bag. He and put the fans, the players, the media, and everybody in it, put it on his back, and he said, let's rock and roll. One leg, he got strained in his face with the Bell's palsy, and the boy, what's name, just killed him in the fourth quarter last night. Like, bully balled him in the first half. I mean, I love it. It's great to be a Phillies fan right now. Let's go get Jeremiah. If we don't, let's get Adrian Cooper at linebacker, baby. I love y'all, cats. Let's get busy.
Hey, Yosh.
Thank you for the call, Yosh. Calls have been excellent today. Not every day is full of great calls.
Sure.
I feel like everybody's riled up.
Everybody's fired. It was a good day yesterday. The Phillies won. We hadn't even mentioned that yet. They split in Cincinnati.
Yep.
You got the Sixers winning a big game last night. Embiid, 50-piece nugget on top of the Knicks' head. And then I think last night, you know, even though the Eagles didn't take the guy that, let's say, was unanimous amongst us in the fan base, I think the fact that they took the position that a lot of people wanted them to address has people excited. And so just like every draft, when you draft one of these players that we're not necessarily familiar on, the more and more information you start to hear from the experts and the analysts about the guy, you start to fall in love even more with the pick. But it started with addressing a position that everybody, most people thought was a position of need.
Yeah, look, they could have taken anybody defensively, and I feel like everybody would have
and
been
I would have been
thrilled,
happy, yes.
Especially with the way the offseason has gone with every defensive move they've made, there's a caveat to almost every single one of them. Even though there's optimism, you can be optimistic on Huff. You could be optimistic on White. You could be optimistic on CJGJ. But you can also say, yeah, but with every single one of them. And I think people were hungry. Not just hungry for cornerback, but they were hungry for defense. And I think the Eagles addressing defense in the first round, I think, made everybody happy.
And the whole idea that defense is a luxury, I love Big Bro, Hugh Douglas, but it's just nonsense. And the Eagles don't believe defense is a luxury. They've just already invested so much on the offensive side of the ball. What they, to me, have decided to do is that we're going to have to go younger and more affordable on the defensive side of the ball. They put a lot of money on the offensive side of the ball. They spent their last four first-round draft picks on what side of the ball?
Defense.
Yeah, so how is that a luxury?
Right.
When you're spending premium picks on that side of the football. Like, you're not saying we'll wait till fourth round to get defensive players. Or if we can get a guy, whatever. So, well, we're not saying we'll wait to get undrafted guys in here. No, for the last 3 years, they've spent their four first-round picks on defensive players to try to reshape this defense, get them younger and more affordable for the next 3 to 4 years to where they can grow with each other.
You know, DeCamara, I thought, during my couple hours of the draft show yesterday, made a good point when he said that he thought that rebuilding the defense was a two-year job rather than a one-year job.
Yeah.
And I think that's apt, and I think it is about now, but it's also about the next 5 years. And one of the things that has happened over the years is there's been so many Eagles, not just let's take from 17, mm-hmm. how so many Eagles have been here for a long time and slowly left, that you wake up one morning and all of a sudden the entire team is different. Right, like, we still have BG, but BG's the last one.
Yep.
And you forget that there have been a lot of pieces on both sides of the ball that have to be replaced from a lot of players who were here a long time successfully.
Yeah.
And that's not easy. It's not easy to draft a Fletcher Cox who's there for a decade. It's not easy to draft a Brandon Graham who's there for a decade and a half. Those are not that is the best case scenario for any draft pick. It is not the normal thing. And you don't rebuild that all in 1 year. That doesn't just happen overnight.
I totally agree. And I think there should be some questions about whether or not they got the N'Kobe Dean pick correct. Listen, he's going to get another shot. I like N'Kobe Dean, but me liking him doesn't make him a great football player. He has to go out there and play great football and be productive and stay healthy. Devin White is on a one-year deal. Even though he's young, he's still on a one-year deal. So I can even see today, Spike, and I know we haven't gotten into tonight's draft as much today. I can even see today where they still add two more defensive players. And I'd be okay with it.
People are going to be frothing at the mouth if they draft two defensive players. People will be thrilled if they draft two defensive players.
I could see them doing it because, to me, you still need to add another young pass rusher or an interior defensive lineman. The kid from A&M, if he's there at 50, Edrin Cooper, you put him there? That's a young player, and he gives you insurance in case N'Kobe can't play. And you also don't have to feel the need to pay Devin White next year when he's a free agent. So you would already have a young linebacker in the fold who does an awful lot. So if he's there at 50, I could see the Eagles taking him today.
The Twitter poll of the day is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Two questions today. This is the Sixers one. After last night, has Joel Embiid regained your trust? Do you trust him to lead this team, not just now, but beyond this round? Yes or no? Yes, 66%. No, 34%. There's still a lot
still
of people.
Some doubters out there.
Yeah, that need to be won over. And I think that's fair. I'm won over because I was waiting for it. I believed it would happen. I could understand if you don't believe in him that it would be harder for you. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, it is 20 years of Citizens Bank Park. And we do a little feature here every week called Memory Bank, where we go back in time to one of the best memories at Citizens Bank Park. And we're going to play for you, I think, one of the best pieces of Phillies play-by-play audio of all time. All of these are great. Fransky's great. LA's great. But the audio we're going to play you next, I think, is one of the all-timers. It's the WIP Afternoon Show live from Chickies and Pete's. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or a post-game feast, find a location near you online at chickiesandpetes.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.